cake is so delicious.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Longer come.
Yeah, fuck my fucking armpits, yeah.
Oh my god! Dick and nuts!
I fucked my brother. I fucked him.
I see a lot of penises. Animals' penises. Ah!
You know what NAMLA stands for, don't you? No ass may be left alone.
You'll dig it hard.
That's sick! And I trusted you!
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses nothing by oh.
It's only a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch,
bitch. My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Hey, freaks. Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday show. If you're sideshow freaks, good news. I've got an extended program. You'll get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus show if you're not yet a member. Sign up right now. Today's Sextastic Tuesday is a classic edition from a few years ago. I love science fiction and porn. Maybe because I'm a big nerd. Maybe because that makes sex stories even more bizarre. Regardless, these are some of my favorites. I've read a few science fiction porn stories on the show. My favorite, I think this has got to be like a Logan's Run type of sex story. But then it's kind of about high school kids. I'm sure they're all 18. So gotta, you know, protect my ass there. Let's get into the story right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you today's Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Thank you very much, Scott Fletcher. Today's Sextastic Tuesday story takes place in the distant future. Apparently the 1970s version of the future. Yes! So far away this story takes place, our little minds can't comprehend it. Let's look far. Far away from our very own time. The year was 2045. It's like less than 40 years away. Okay. The year was 2045, and due to the overabundance of males in the population, as well as the ascendancy of female leadership, a culling program was enacted that would take place at high schools around the country. At weekly assemblies, one male high school student would be chosen by computer lottery to be stripped naked and castrated publicly in front of the whole school. It's my dramatic 1970s sci-fi stinger. By the way, today's Sextastic Tuesday story is entitled David's Weenie Roast. Awful. Back to the story here. Sometimes just their balls and scrotum were cut off. They should use the Henderson equine castration system.
The jaws of the Henderson instrument grip the intact cord just above the testicle. Using a standard 3/8 inch or larger variable speed cordless drill with a neutral switch, the operator spins the tool, twisting the cord tightly on itself until it fractures.
Wow, the future is cruel. Sometimes the boy's penis was the only thing cut off, leaving him with useless balls hanging between his legs. Rarely, both the boy's penis and balls and scrotum were cut off in front of the entire cheering student body. It's a little pep rally. The job was always given to the school cheerleaders, who loved to cut off the boy's sex organs. The severed sex organs were then either publicly roasted for the cheerleaders to eat in front of the whole assembly, or packaged for the freezer section of the meat counter at the local supermarket. Breaded man nuggets. Little cock tenders. You dip that in some ranch sauce. Ah, delicious. David was 14 years old and a freshman at the local high school. He was thin and pretty much a loner. A geek, as the other kids called him.
it was widely suspected that David was a fag, which was in fact true. In the shower room at gym class, his dick always stuck straight out like a flagpole as he looked at other naked boys out of the corner of his eyes.
Fuck me! Fuck me! Fuck
wow. It! First of all, it's the year 2045. We're still calling poor gay kids fags? That's cruel. The future is filled with hate. Hate and castration. Back to the story here. He would imagine sucking the penis of a particularly handsome boy, ooh, or taking the big weenie of the doctor's son Todd up his asshole.
Fuck.
Something went wrong there. They also told girls of the school about it, especially the cheerleaders, who called him fag or homo or queer or queen when they saw him. As all those names applied to him, he couldn't object. The other boys also told the cheerleaders about David's only outstanding characteristic, his huge weenie and his huge heavy balls. His balls are weighty. David, in fact, had already sucked quite a few schlongs of his fellow gay boys at the school, and he enjoyed it when they rammed their hard penises up his tight asshole. Should I play another sound effect? Back to the story here. It's taking forever. He had seen a few boys castrated at the assemblies, their balls cut off in front of the whole school, and one poor boy get his penis cut off, although not his balls. They'd mostly been juniors or seniors, and the cheerleaders who cut off their sex organs had declined to cook and eat them in front of the school, so the severed sex organs had gone to the supermarket meat section. David has made a point of getting to the market as soon as possible and buying the severed balls and scrotum and the severed penis, which he had once sucked and taken up his asshole when it was attached to the boy. He had brought those sex organs home and fried them lightly in olive oil, first making sure to peel the hard covering off each testicle. The rind, if you will. Some testicles he ate raw, and some he cooked. He sliced the penis in half before cooking it. It's quite a meal. Cut them in half, save one for later, you know. It was delicious, especially with a raw testicle and crispy fried scrotum. I'm opening a restaurant. It's called Kentucky Fried Scrotum. Alright, he washed it down with a little of his own sperm and pee mixed together in a glass. Holy shit, if this is what the future is like, sign me up. Future! It was assembly day like any other, but David had little fear of being picked, as there were over 2,500 other boys in the school. Speaking of 2,500, that's how much money I'm trying to raise for the Distorted View Pledge Drive! Do-do-do. Donate today and donate often. It could save a life. All right, that was a horrible plug. Even if David was picked, he was sure he could get along without his big sperm-filled balls as long as he had his weenie. Amy, the chief cheerleader, pushed the button on the computer lottery machine and the crowd hushed, expectantly. The computer would not only choose the boy to be castrated, but also which of the sex organs he would lose. Awful. Amy smiled broadly as the computer came up with its results. David was idly diddling with his schlong through his pants pockets, as watching boys getting their balls or dicks cut off always excited him. When Amy announced breathlessly, "The winner of the lottery today is David Wallace!"
Dun, 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 dun. Wow. So.
Two members of the football team grabbed him and threw him down on stage. "David wins the jackpot, folks," she announced in her best game show voice. "This fag will not only have his nutsack cut off, but also his huge dick," she announced to wild cheers. Here's the thing. Who talks like this at a school assembly? Where's the administration? Where are the teachers and the principals? You can't just go up, "Hey, Middlewood Spartans, are you ready to cut off a fag's dick? Yeah!" Some adult should have problems with that. All right, so back to the story here. Let's return to the very bigoted future. David's knees weakened at hearing that, and the two girls who were holding his shoulders had to support him. Amy noticed and announced in mock pity, "But we'll give this homo a chance." She pointed at Dave's cock and said, "If you can pee through that hard gay dick of yours, David, with this dildo up your anus from a distance of 4 feet, enough to fill this one quart milk container, we won't cut off that faggot dick of yours." Jesus Christ, what a challenge. Amy held up a huge 12-inch-long dildo as thick around as David's fist, lightly lubricated with KY, and the girls forced David to bend over. Then he felt the head of the dildo push against his anus like so many penises had done before. Only this time, the dildo was much bigger than any penis he had ever had up his asshole. Only those times he'd been fisted by another boy, or by himself, prepared him for that huge bulk of the dildo penetrating his ass. The crowd cheered as first the head, then the shaft of the dildo disappeared up David's butt. Finally, the whole 12 inches of the dildo was buried in David's gay asshole, much to Amy's amazement. Slowly he stood up, the dildo deep inside his ass, and his dick standing so straight and hard it felt like it might burst. A girl placed an open milk bottle 6 feet in front of him. "Start peeing, David," Amy ordered. After a tense few minutes, he did, the first stream falling short of the bottle to the cheers of the girls who had never seen a boy pee before. This sounds like a physical challenge on that game show Double Dare. You've got to pee in this milk carton with a hard dick and a dildo up your ass. Go! All right, back to the story here. Amy reached down and grabbed his hard dick and directed his pee stream into the bottle. Immediately, David felt his dick start to soften under a girl's touch. Amy felt it too and warned, "Lose that hard-on, gay boy, and I lose your dick." The crowd watched intently as the milk bottle filled up with David Jello pee up to the neck when he ran out and couldn't pee anymore. The bottle was 1 centimeter from being filled. "Oh, too bad, David," crooned Amy with glee. "Couldn't quite make it. Guess you're going to lose your dick after all." She brought out the standard penis guillotine and ball cutter to the cheers of the crowd. Amy looked at David's huge hard penis and huge sperm-filled balls and pulled the lever on the penis guillotine. The 20-pound blade... Oh, Jesus Christ. The 20-pound blade came crashing down to the cheers of the entire school. David felt the blade slice cleanly through his penis first, then through his scrotum, cutting through the cords and the sack. David watched with the entire school as his penis fell into a bowl. Amy and Buffy quickly peeled off the tough outer coating of David's testicle, as he himself had done so many times with testicles of other boys. They put his balls into a hot skillet coated with a dash of olive oil. That dash of olive oil is important. And David could hear the smell of his balls cooking. They smelled delicious. Molly, meanwhile, had put... I don't know who the fuck Molly is... had put David's severed penis onto a cutting board into the cheers of the crowd sliced through the severed penis from the pee hole, at the end of his penis, down all the way through the shaft. Molly and Amy put both halves of David's severed penis into the frying pan, where they immediately started sizzling. Buffy, meanwhile, started pushing the huge dildo in and out of David's asshole, fucking him for the pleasure of the crowd. Molly leaned over and whispered into David's ear, "There's an upside to all of this for you, David. You'll get free penis, testicle, and scrotum meat from the supermarket for life now, and I know you love to eat that." She said this last as she popped one of David's testicles into her mouth, along with a bite of the head of his penis, and started chewing. "Mmm, delicious," she said as she swallowed, and started eating part of his now crispy scrotum and part of the shaft of his weenie. "I've never had a more delicious weenie roast." The end.
There you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday for November 22nd, 2011, brought to you by our great friends at AdamandEve.com. Every week, they become better and better friends. They used to be good friends. Now they're amazing. Yes, for a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item by using coupon code FREAK at checkout. That's FREAK. Look through their massive catalog online at AdamandEve.com. They've got, like, what, 20,000 adult products. We're talking sex toys, vibrators, you know, adult DVDs, lingerie, lube, all sorts of good stuff for men and women. You know, like, they've got men's sex toys, too. At any rate, find something you like. Use coupon code FREAK at checkout. Boom, you'll automatically see that item is now 50% off. Plus, you're going to get free shipping, plus 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK at checkout. They've got a product called Clone a Willy. Have we talked about this on the show? You can make your own boner mold. Yes, for only $40. It's quite an amazing kit. I'm looking at it. There's like an emery board. I don't know. Got to sand down the mold, and there's like a temperature gauge and a couple of, I don't know what that is. Looks like a vibrator. You got to check it out. Go to AdamandEve.com. Check out Clone a Willy. And, you know, any of you guys out there want to make a mold of your penis and send it to me, that'd be great. I'd love to set up a collection of my listeners' penises, just like on a shelf when I record. Be great for video casts, you know, just something in the background that listeners can look at. Well, that'd be great. Maybe I should purchase some myself and send them out to listeners who'd be willing to clone their dicks, and then I could set up my collection that way. If anyone's interested, email me. Better yet, just do it yourself. Help out the program by using coupon code FREAK. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Oh, I think that would just be great, having a collection of my listeners' genitals, like, on a shelf. I don't know. Maybe they have clone a pussy, too, for you ladies. That'd be great, too. Oh, come on, listeners. Send me your cunts and dicks, please. Not a member of the Sideshow. Sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Today, like I mentioned, is an extended program. So Sideshow freaks will get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. So new listeners wondered how exactly that worked. And basically what happens is when you sign up for the Sideshow, you have access to an exclusive password-protected feed. You get your own username and password, and it works with iTunes and everything. And then, like, today's show, for, like, non-paying members will be, like, 30 minutes. Your version of the show will be, like 40 or 45 or 50 minutes. So that's how that works. Plus, you get full access to the entire archive of shows we've done in the past. I try to do video casts and stuff as well. That pops up on your Sideshow feed. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I can't believe Slovember is coming to an end. You know, we've just got a few more days of it. I'll try to find some tard clips for you Sideshow freaks later on in the extended program. But for right now, I've got a news story from the UK. Singers with learning difficulties have been banned from a karaoke pub for being out of tune and bad for business. No one wants to hear the mentally retarded sing. I've been saying it for years, yet I feature it just about every day on the program. Three friends with learning difficulties, including one with Down syndrome, have been turned away from their local pub after being told they weren't good enough to perform karaoke. That's bullshit. That's what I go to karaoke to hear. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I like, the bad singers. If you're a good singer, why the fuck are you singing karaoke? Get yourself your own band or recording contract or something. Karaoke's for horrible singers. All right, three friends with learning difficulties, including one with Down syndrome, have been turned away from a local pub. Singer James Smith, 23, said he was barred with his friends David Griffiths and Kelfer Courtney Lee because they were out of tune and bad for business. The trio of Beatles fans wanted to sing versions of the Fab Four's Hey Jude and Yellow Submarine on Friday nights. Oh, that would make great intros to Distorted View. Last week, staff at the Abington Pub in Northampton refused to let them go up on stage. Alex Dugan, who cares for the men in Ryan QC Holmes' supported accommodations, said the DJ handed out songbooks to all of the tables in the pub, but not to our residents. He said he was not allowed to let the residents sing anymore. Pub landlord Neil Bartholomew, or something, denied saying the singers were bad for business, insisting they were just terrible vocalists. Mr. Bartholomew, who was also chairman of crime/antisocial behavior monitoring group Northampton Pub Watch, added, James was asked not to sing purely on his ability. He just shouts words. Hey, Jude! Hey, Jude! All right, there is no tune. James is a pleasant, well-presented lad. He just can't sing. I guess what the pub owner is saying is, like, he can't sing. Not he can't sing, you know. Not that he's a bad singer. He doesn't have the ability to sing at all. The karaoke guy organizes the entertainment, and if it's not successful, he won't come anymore, says the owner. It has nothing to do with whether people have a disability. It's whether people can entertain and sing. Everyone has a right to have a go, but if their audition is not successful, they do not have the right to sing again. So that's how it works over there. Here's an example of some retard karaoke.
Hey, had the time of my life. Now I never felt this way before. Yes, I swear, it's the truth. And I owe it all to you.
Cause I've had the time of my life. Now I always thought of you.
All right, you don't want to hear any more. Believe me, you don't. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from the UK as well. Weighing in at a gut-busting 52st. What does that mean? What is 52st? She's the 52nd? Is that what it means? No. 52 stone, which is approximately 728 pounds. Jesus Christ. Yes, weighing in at a gut-busting 728 pounds, Pauline Potter had given up hope that she would ever find love. After getting divorced 3 years ago, she gorged away and gained a whopping 20 stone. Pauline, 47, became so fat that she was unable to move. Her son Dylan, 19, who is 4 stone overweight himself at 18 stone, became her carer, doing everything from cooking meals to bathing his mom. Oh, but when lifting those folds of fat, but when she won the Guinness World Record as the fattest bitch on the planet earlier this year, ex-husband Alex could not resist her, and they have rekindled their romance. Alex is a feeder, apparently. Alex, 46, just 10 stone, said she can't walk, dress herself, or even go to the toilet on her own, but I'm desperate to be her lover and caretaker again. Plus, I miss our sex life. Pauline could be 70 stone, and we'd still have sex every single day because it's that good. ... and stinky. It was the biggest mistake of my life, letting Pauline go, and it's taken her gaining weight and becoming the world's heaviest woman to realize how much I still love her. He is certainly not disappointed in the bedroom. He added, despite what some may think, Pauline is great in bed. How could she be great in bed? She can't move. The perfect woman. I guess I see where he's coming from. She's better than any other woman I've ever slept with. Within the first day of being back together, we had sex 6 times in 24 hours. Even though one of Pauline's legs weighs more than I do, we're able to position her body to make sex enjoyable for both of us. It's really dangerous for us to have sex because at any moment the bed could collapse or she could have a heart attack. And one or both of us could be seriously injured or even killed from the impact. Pauline, who admits Alex does most of the work in the bedroom, says, it also helps that I did gymnastics until I was 12, so I'm very limber. Wow. Although they had spoken on the phone occasionally since their divorce, Alex was totally unaware of her massive weight gain until she made headlines for her Guinness World Record title earlier this year. They rekindled the romance on holiday in Los Angeles. How the fuck could she go to Los Angeles? Weighing 700 plus pounds! Pauline said most women think losing weight is the way to get their ex's attention, but for me, it was just the opposite. So there you go. Disgusting. Final story we have for you today. Women's groups in, some African town in some African country, Kano Kisumu County, have benefited from boats under the No Sex for Fish initiative. This is what's going on in Africa. The boats will provide them with an opportunity to generate income without engaging in risky relationships. The 6 boats delivered by NGO U.S. Peace Corps Kenya in collaboration with VIRED International will help women to expedite fishing activities in the Lake Victoria. Delivering the boats... Who the fuck cares? What is this? I don't understand what I'm reading. I guess women in Africa will trade sex for fish, you know, so they can eat. The director of VIRED, or VIRED International, Okeyu Oruru, noted that the sex for fish trade has led to an increase in HIV infections. Surprise, surprise. All right, taking a piss on a tree results in an increase in HIV infections over there in Africa. Everything they do, just more HIV. Especially among the women living in the Lake Victoria region. In a bid to help empower the women in the Lake region, my organization, in collaboration with the U.S. Peace Corps, resolved to provide the vessels to women to help reduce chances of females along the Lake region attracting HIV. So, you know, these fucking prostitutes basically are getting boats for being whores. Fantastic. That, my friends, is your distorted news. It's the weirdest news story I think I've read. I didn't quite understand it. Yes, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, Freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim. Shitty VOIP call coming up. Just a drunk, okay. No-name piece of shit.
You're
retired listener calling to say that the Darth Vader Allison from Intervention mashup November 5th.
Yeah.
It's got to be the funniest fucking thing I've heard in a long time.
I agree.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, you can purchase that track. Go to budfudgesunday.com, and it's on Corey's CD. And it's a digital download, so it's very inexpensive if you want a nice, high-quality version of that shit.
Hey, Timmy Boo, what it do? It's Nigel for Groom the Stool calling in. I just wanted to share my favorite part about your show, and it's your terrible memory. Yeah. That gentleman called today. He's going to send you some of that Pepsi soda that you were begging for, like, weeks ago.
I know. What happened was I couldn't understand. You know, when I'm doing these voicemails, I'm not really a lot of times paying 100% attention. Like, I'm doing other things, getting stuff ready. So I missed the part where he said he was in Japan. So I understand. I was talking about the new strawberry milk Pepsi called Pepsi Pink that's being sold in Japan. And I missed the part where he said that he lives in Japan and can get me some. So I appreciate you trying to correct me. But in this case, it wasn't my shitty memory. It was the fact I wasn't paying attention. There's a difference.
Tim, you remember those old commercials you had as a kid about the Sunday Monster Truck Fest, blah, blah, bullshit that we always used to love? Well, sir, those days are fucking dead and gone, and this is what we're left with.
I will play you one of my favorite things I've done on Distorted View in a while. This was from 2009, and it kind of relates to what you're talking about.
Tonight at 10, a fatal mistake at the Monster Truck Show in Madison. A massive truck runs over the announcer.
The man killed is a father, too, from Ohio. He was also the promoter of the Monster Truck Show. Good evening. I'm Charles Benson.
And I'm Shelley Walcott. In fact, hours before his tragic death, he gave an eerie TV interview about safety.
That's the funny part.
Our Tom Murray is live in downtown Milwaukee with more. What a tragic story, Tom.
Apparently, they captured some of this on videotape, and the news reporter is going to walk us through what happens here.
A deadly disaster caught on camera. 41-year-old George Eisenhart apparently doesn't realize the monster truck Samson is coming. He steps right into its path.
He walks right in front of the truck, and neither the monster truck nor the guy, the announcer, can hear it. And the truck just rolls over him.
We paused the haunting video just before he struck by the huge front tire.
Why don't we take a listen to the dead guy talking? This is back when he was alive earlier in the day.
And in my 16 years of doing the Madison, Wisconsin event, we've had a great safety experience.
Ooh. Oh, I would be embarrassed if I were him. And, you know, you could feel embarrassment in the afterlife. All right, let's continue on. Oh, he does talk a little bit more here.
We've never had, knocking on wood, an incident happen like that.
I don't think that was real wood you were knocking on. All right, so there you go. Another tragedy at the Monster Truck Show. For those of you wondering when funeral services will be held for this guy, according to the news report,
Sunday!
And strangely enough, it's going to be held at the King Dome. His casket's going to have wheels and a rocket booster. And then the fire-breathing Carasaurus is going to char him and then chew him up. It's going to be fantastic. Tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster.
Right? I mean, how could you not love that little bit? Right? Funeral's going to be held Sunday! I'm funny
Got
sometimes.
Got a glory hole sex term for you.
Okay.
It's called the sniper. It's when somebody's taking a shit in a glory hole stall, and the person on the other side, staring mid-shit, starts jerking his junk, sticks his dick through the hole, and blows his load all over the person's face.
Alright. That's not bad, the sniper.
Trango. Woo-woo!
No, the whistle goes woo-woo!
Hey, Tim. Spencer from Virginia. I signed up for...
Yeah, I got on my car!
...for the sideshow.
Yeah.
And I recommend, you know, anyone who hasn't, do it.
Good boy.
I had a little PayPal issue, though.
Oh, no.
And maybe you can reimburse me. But it looks like
you want money! Not gonna happen.
Count Zerg my cloud soul. so if you can get that back to...
Wait a second. I'm sorry. I stepped over your joke. Try again. I thought you were serious.
PayPal issue, though. And maybe you can reimburse me. But it looks like your account zerged my cloud song. So if you can get that back to me, it'd be great. Song. Thanks.
Did we ever figure out what game that was from?
Hey, Johnny. I mean, Tim. It's me, Joe the Pumpkin Fucker Paterno. Hey, listen, I'm just calling the...
Kind of sounds like VSP.
Ask you. You know how they call older ladies that sleep with younger boys? They call them cougars?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what they call older men that sleep with younger boys?
What?
Go ahead, take a guess. Tick-tock, tick-tock. That's right. Nittany Lions. Oh, it's me, Joe the Pumpkin Fucker Paterno. Talking to you later, distorted view.
Oh, he's a comedian now.
Hey, Jim, so
we'll
I remember
Zingers Rich, all next week.
Rich Leather. I just wanted to give you a quick distorted view update via the delay of voicemail. Regarding the story of Joseph's son that you reported on November 15th, which in itself was a fake story. So not only is the dude in jail for life because of raping, but now he's also suspected in the death of his cellmate. So dude just gets weirder and weirder and weirder.
That's Distorted View News.
Tim, you say you want to have a meetup but for the freaks, but you don't want to do it if only like 20 people show up.
Yeah.
And the problem with like Facebook groups is going to be that, you know, everyone's just going to be like, oh, I'll do it. But here, I got really high and thought of an idea for how you should do it. All right. You set up a Kickstarter account and have everyone who wants to do a meetup donate, like, say, $5. Between $1 and $5 is a nice low number that's, like, kind of committing that they're definitely going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then set it, say you want 50 people to show up and you do it at $1. So you only have the meetup if you reach $50 to, you know, have at least, you know, 50 people do it, at least 40 people might show up. And then that at least, you know,
I want hundreds of people to show up.
I hope you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I kind of do. It's that's kind of a good idea. I might have to tweak it a bit. I'll give it some thought. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
You are a cupcake.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I had the time of my life. Now I never felt this way before. Yes, I swear it's the truth. And I owe it all to you.
'Cause I've had the time of my life. Now I always thought of you.
I've been waiting for so long. Now I finally found this one to stay by me.
Yeah, we're writing on the wall.
I'll tell you. never felt this way before.
They felt this
and
way.
I swear, this is the truth. And I owe it all to you. Okay. That's good, Jeff. Did you see when your car came up?
My pod?
Yeah, did you see when you came up? Yeah, you did fine, Jeff.
You killed Martin Luther King. You niggas turn on each other, you stupid. You turn on me, I'm your loser, you dumb.